Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books.
Well, just last week after the fun drive, I had the great fortune of being in downtown Woodstock, walking down the street, and you just, it's like a beacon calling your name. There is the Golden Notebook. It's a golden beacon. And it just it says, come on in and browse and go see all the great books and have a wonderful time. And then you go in, and Jacqueline and the whole crew, and they're all very nice to you, and it's just wonderful. It's a great place. And Jacqueline Callahan is of the Golden Notebook in Woodstock, the right on Tinker Street, and she has an incredible list of books for us to read this fall and beyond, and it's always a pleasure to welcome her to the program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks so much, Joe. It's great to be here, as always.
The store looks beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You did I know you've been working on it. I was there a couple months ago, and it's just lovely.
Yeah,
we have really done some nice work on it.
An awesome group of colleagues at the Golden Notebook that are always, you know, slapping the books into shape on the shelves. I have no talent at that. Quentin, and then Desiree, who does such an amazing job with the windows, and beloved Gayla, who does magic with the children's section. So.
Wonderful stuff. So, yeah. And of course, one of your key ingredients are great books, and you have brought several with you this morning. So where shall we begin?
I want to begin, well, first of all, I really love nonfiction, and there are just so many amazing new books this fall, nonfiction books. And the one that I wanted to start with is actually being published next week. I think it's October 15th, that Norman Mailer, A Double Life, will hit the bookstores. It is not a small book. When I started reading this in September, it's about 960 pages, and I kind of gleefully noted that it was 2 pages more than the September issue of Vogue, but 5 pages less than the September issue of InStyle, which I think, given that we're talking about Norman Mailer, I think that those are valid comparisons to make. But this book,
it is a commitment.
It's a commitment,
let's say.
But it is such an enjoyable read. This is by J. Michael Lennon, who worked with Mailer for years as an editor, helped him with projects, but really was his biographer. The book is incredible. Norman Mailer's life was incredible. The theme that Lennon is exploring is Mailer's struggle to a certain extent between being an observer and an actor in his life. When he was at Harvard, Mailer wrote this, and this is what he wrote the day after Pearl Harbor. He said, "I may as well confess that by December 8th or 9th, of 1941, in the 48 hours after Pearl Harbor, while worthy young men were wondering where they could be of aid to the war effort, and practical young men were deciding which branch of the service was the surest for landing a safe commission, I was worrying darkly whether it would be more likely that a great war novel would be written about the Europe or the Pacific."
Wow.
And, you know, he had a lot of confidence. He ended up writing the first great American war novel, which was about the Pacific, The Naked and the Dead.
Yeah.
And it was a bestseller before he was 25 years old. And from there, he really entered the culture of celebrity. This book is a great literary biography. It is so enjoyable. And if you enjoy that genre, you'll love this book. It could be read as a great cultural history of the U.S. in the American century, in the 20th century, because Mailer was there, you know? It's a great history of New York City. That's the city that he lived in, as well as Provincetown. His life was amazing. I was constantly earmarking pages because I was just blown away by everything that was going on. He had very complex relationships, many wives, many children. He had very complex, intense friendships with great writers that he kind of blew up sometimes for no reason, and then years later they'd be reconciled. For instance, Gore Vidal, you know, where they were great friends, and then they really loathed each other. Vidal compared him to Charles Manson, in fact. And then Mailer, you know, charged him at this sort of famous cocktail party that was hosted by the editor of the Washington Post, okay? You know, threw a cocktail glass in Vidal's head. Then years later, they appeared in a play together. So, you know, all of these incredible points that made up a very, very rich life. It has great background on all of his, you know, masterworks, and as well as his journalistic works, which were really revolutionary, the stuff that he did in Esquire, writing about sports in a unique way, writing about politics in a unique way. Superman Comes to the Supermarket, which was about JFK. It's a fantastic book. So next week, run to your bookstore. Buy the Norman Mailer bio.
I've just started it, and it's an amazing read.
Yeah.
Really incredible. Norman Mailer, A Double Life, and it is by J. Michael Lennon, and will be out next week. Next up.
Next up is a book that I'm in the middle of, actually. It's called Book of Ages, The Life and Opinions of Jane Franklin, and it is by Jill Lepore, who is an amazing writer. I love her. And this is a book about Benjamin Franklin's youngest sister, the sister who he was so close to. Like Franklin, she was a passionate reader. She was an amazing writer. She had very interesting political opinions. But this is the 18th century, and she had 12 children. And so she lived a very, very private life. And Franklin wrote more letters to his sister than anyone else. And so this collection of letters survives from both ends. And obviously, Benjamin Franklin, one of the most important Americans, a self-made man, and Jane Franklin is sort of the other half, right? And so Lepore pieces together a history of Jane Franklin based on what little information there is. And in addition to reading about Jane Franklin's life, it's also a very interesting book about methodology, and so the history of how we came to understand who Jane Franklin was and the problems with that. And it's just super cool. And if you love reading history, you will love this book. Jill Lepore is so gifted.
It is Jill Lepore, and the title of the book, which is very difficult in this font to read upside down, is Book of Ages, The Life and Opinions of Jane Franklin.
Next book is David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell. And I, you know, I have a sort of like love-hate relationship with Malcolm Gladwell. I was reading one article about the book and about him, and someone called him the New York Yankees of nonfiction, which I thought was really
okay.
Which I thought was sort of funny and a little bit appropriate for how I feel about him. You know, he's so successful. He is the Goliath of writing about big ideas and does it very well. Except, and this book is no exception, except, oh, I always struggle sometimes with his way of simplifying things. And so in some ways David and Goliath is basically about the nimbleness of the underdog, the unlikely things about an underdog that could ultimately make he or she or the team successful. So he talks about, for instance, David Boies, who's very, very famous, intelligent lawyer, and the fact that he is dyslexic and how that disability, that challenge, put him in the position where he memorized everything. And so he doesn't read anything. He memorizes everything and is very attuned in a different way to what people say and using the narrative days later when everyone else has forgotten and maybe even written what person said on the stand. Boies is able to remember it. But, you know, these stories can be read as being true, but I feel that it's like if you think deeper, you know, you scratch your head and say, well, you know, is this true for everybody? Is this kind of challenge equally empowering for everybody? I don't know. But in sort of Gladwellian world, you read this, it's an amazing read. It's so interesting. It makes you think, and I have to like that, even though I struggle with sometimes the oversimplification.
Malcolm Gladwell, David and Goliath, and it's published by Little Brown.
So next two books I wanted to talk about are children's books. We just finished doing some book fairs at schools, and we're doing more next month. And so we're always talking about books that will be great for kids. And these two books are great middle grade readers, so and third, fourth, fifth, and even sixth grade. And the first book is by Kate DiCamillo, who's a very famous author. She wrote, like, Because of Winn-Dixie and, a bunch of other books. And this is called Flora, The Illuminated Adventures of Flora and Ulysses, and it's illustrated created by K.G. Campbell, and it is about a cynical 10-year-old named Flora who is obsessed with her comic books, and she looks out her window one day and witnesses her neighbor kind of being led or pulled by an incredible vacuum cleaner, which all of a sudden sucks up a squirrel. Flora runs down, gives the squirrel mouth to mouth. Some hair is missing from the squirrel, but he has superpowers. And it is a great read aloud. It's slapstick. It's funny. It has sort of a kind of Zen Buddhist element in the squirrel. And it's just, it's a great book. It could be enjoyed by a more sophisticated fifth or sixth grader as well, I think, as just a third grader who might be struggling to read. So,
Kate DiCamillo, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Next up.
Next book that we really loved a lot for kids middle grades is by Kathy Appelt, and it's called The True Blue Scouts of Sugarman Swamp. And these are about two raccoon brothers who are designated to keep an eye out on a swamp. Their names are Bingo and Jemiah, and they are the information officers who have to heed a voice of intelligence and wake up the Sugar Man in times of trouble. But no one actually has ever really seen the Sugar Man, who's a kind of Yeti-like figure. And it's beautifully written. It has sort of environmental aspects. It's an action book. And like Flora and Ulysses, it is a great, great read aloud. So The True Blue Scouts of Sugarman Swamp.
Next
two books I wanted to talk about are actually are local books, and one of them in particular is a self-published book, and it's called Foraging and Feasting, a field guide and wild food cookbook by Dina Falcone, and it's illustrated by Wendy Hollander, and they live out in Ackard Stone Ridge area. And this is a really great book, so beautifully illustrated. It talks about a lot of the what I would call weeds. I think of them as weeds.
Yeah.
And actually they're very sometimes powerful herbs and can be used in cooking. And it is such a cool book because it's like this beautiful, gorgeous, botanical, almost encyclopedia of weeds. And then it also has recipes of how they could be used.
Oh, great.
And it's a really, you know, self-published authors come to us all the time with different books. And there are some truly exceptional books that are self-published, and this is one of them. So,
Foraging and Feasting.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Another book by a local author, not self-published, is I have to tell you a funny story. Someone called and they said, can you hold Goodbye to All That for me? And I had to say, Robert Graves or Sari Bottom? Which gave me a lot of pleasure. But this is a book edited by Sari Bottin, Goodbye to All That, and it's writers on loving and leaving New York. And my area, Woodstock, and the surrounding areas are just filled with people that left New York City. Everyone has their own story. And this is a collection of stories written by writers about their leavings and comings to New York City. Sari is associated with the TMI Project out in Stone Ridge. They've done a kind of oral version of this. And it's a really great book. So,
goodbye to all that. Excellent.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful list. You can find out more information about all of these great books by going to the website goldennotebook.com. Better yet, visit them, 29 Tinker Street in Woodstock. The book list is on our website as well, wamc.org, and that'll bring you to Jackie's list. Jacqueline, it's always great to see you. Thank you very much. We look forward to having you back very soon, and have a wonderful fall season in the bookstore.
Thank you so much. And for our events, the listeners can check our website, goldennotebook.com.
Goldennotebook.com. You always have wonderful events and a lot of great things coming up, so check it out, goldennotebook.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.